Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The text for the sermon is the gospel lesson, especially the words of the angel. Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of a great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger. And so the angel is sent to the shepherds. Why? There's a whole bunch of reasons that have been listed for this. Let me add one more. Because that's what the angels did at the beginning of the world. The Old Testament says, when the morning stars sang together and all the sons of God shouted for joy, that's in Job 38, verse 7. The angels' role in creation was to sing, to praise God, to rejoice at what he was doing. Because God creating the world, that had to be accompanied with singing and shouts of joy. Because God was bringing forth life. And if the angels had learned anything from God, they had learned that God truly loves life. Loves it so much that he created the very ones who would rebel against him and lead our human race through so much trouble through all of the history of this race. Which, by the way, that includes me and you. We are the ones that would turn against God. And so they're on that day, in that place, in the town of Bethlehem, and outside of it, as God was making everything new. What's that mean? The human race brought back into fellowship with God. God taking those doomed to die and bringing us into eternal life. Carrying away the sins of the world. And Paul goes on, reconciling the world to himself, breaking down the dividing wall of hostility, making us one, connecting us back to God. And he was doing this through the Word. Just like at the beginning, but instead of speaking, let there be light, and then there was light. Here, he does it through the Word of the gospel, and the Word that is there lying in the manger, because Jesus is that living Word from God. So the shepherds have to respond, let us go and see this thing that God has made known to us. And they came to see the new beginning of the whole world lying there in a manger. And so it has to be brought. It has to be brought, this good news of great joy, because, well, neither we nor the shepherds had any chance to sing and celebrate and welcome him, because we missed out on the first Christmas. Didn't we? The shepherds didn't get to prepare in advance for the first Christmas, did they? The wise men, still off on the road somewhere, not there for the first Christmas. And there had to be some singing and celebrating because, well, God was doing his work. And it's not a matter of human will. It's not a matter of human kindness or human spirituality. It is a matter of God coming to us. It is God giving himself to us. It is a matter of God's goodwill, that is, his grace and his mercy coming into this world. And now notice the sign. The angel gives them a sign. What's the sign? You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger. And in that, the contrast. Swaddling clothes were for royalty. A king born would be wrapped in swaddling cloths. And the purpose was so that the king, from his time of birth, would be trained to stand tall and strong. Swaddling cloths, lying in a manger. It's a sign. A sign isn't a sign if there's 1,000 of them. There's 100 of them. All of these infants in mangers. No, that's not a sign. A sign is a sign when it is unique, when it grabs your attention and pulls you in and says, this is different. This is the start of something new. And so, the sign of the baby in swaddling cloths lying in a manger, heralded by angels, spoken to shepherds. It's for the great and the lowly. It is for joy, and then it is for poverty. It is for those who are blessed in life, and it is for those for whom life has gone all wrong. And like they say, not having two nickels to rub together. It is for those who are close to God. And so off in Jerusalem, when the wise men come, the teachers of the law, they will be able to say, oh, it's in Bethlehem. The Christ is to be born there. But then it is also for the shepherds who do not particularly know God. But he comes. He comes into this world. Prepared or not, the Christ is coming. Prepared or not, God is doing a new thing. Prepared or not, he is beginning with the giving of his Son, the Word of Life. He is beginning the world all over again. But this world that he is beginning all over again is different. Us, a human race, gone wandering off from God, now brought back. Us, who abandoned the word of blessing at the beginning to listen to another word, now being given the gospel, the message of God, your sins are forgiven. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. Or there on the cross, to the thief next to him, today you shall be with me in paradise, and then to all of his people, because I live, you will live. And so he comes as the Word of God, bringing this new beginning of the world. And it is for us to know that God has come for us, that he has come to be our Savior, our brother, our friend, our Redeemer, our Good Shepherd. This is the Son of God, given and born for you. And as the shepherds go and see this child, they see God for you. God with us. Emmanuel. Those are the words of Isaiah. Now appreciate the wonder and strangeness of it all. Shepherds could go and reach out and put a finger in the little baby's hand, and those are the same hands that hold the world together. From the one who has the power to make the stars shine. And the shepherds could go and see the sign. And what they see is that God is giving his son. And with him, he is giving life. And with him, he is giving heaven. And all of it is wrapped up in the words, for you. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior who is Christ the Lord. He is the Savior of all mankind. He is our Savior. He is the one that changes everything. And in him, all that has gone before can pass away, and the new, the kingdom of God that brings us into life and peace with God and joy and blessing and does that for all eternity, that comes to us. And there he is in the manger. And he's for us. In Jesus' name, amen.